There are more than 1,000 dairy cows on the John D. Farm in St. Croix County, and Department of Natural Resources officials say the farm's responsible for at least three spills that sent high levels of nitrates into the Rush River in the last year. The spills didn't cause any fish kills, but an attorney for the Midwest Environmental Advocates says it's just a matter of time before another spill does serious damage to the river. Andrew Hansen says before deciding to sue the farm, the Sierra Club and the Isaac Walton League tried everything short of legal action to get the farm to clean up its act.
They have made complaints to the DNR. They've gone to DNR permit hearings. They have gone to the media to raise the problem. And unfortunately, it just hasn't worked. These kinds of violations continue. And our clients reasonably fear that there will be more violations in the future, and that nothing seems to work, and that hopefully John D. will listen to this.
This is a 60-day notice of intent to sue under the Clean Water Act. Hansen calls it a tool that gives polluters a chance to fix a problem before actually going to court. An identical threat to sue did have the desired effect at another mega dairy farm earlier this year in Marathon County. Maple Ridge Dairy settled out of court with the Sierra Club in July. Instead of paying fines for spilling manure into a stream, the company contributed money to a trust fund to buy buffer land to protect the stream it had previously polluted. The John D. Farm has until early November to respond to this most recent suit. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.